step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Second date update.
When you date online, some people connect over shared interests or hobbies. Other people connect because they're both freaking hot. But one of our listeners, Thomas, says he connected with a woman online over their joint sadness.
Oh. Well,
or something like that.
Okay.
I feel like this is how I'm going to meet my wife.
Let's talk to Thomas. Thomas, did you meet her on tiermatch.com?
Is that a thing?
Or was it the Kleenex Club? Which one was it?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Well, that could go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not getting paid by any of the services I use, so I'm not going to give anybody free advertising, but we did meet online.
Okay. What's this sadness you speak of, my friend?
Well, you know how you can put, like, whether you're single or divorced, there's an option where you can put separated, and so I thought I would be honest since the divorce isn't finalized or anything, so I listed my status as separated.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you normally do that?
Well, I would normally tell the truth. That's what I do. But I think sometimes people don't want to scare somebody off, you know?
Yeah. I think it'd be a turnoff. Like, yeah. People are in the middle of something really messy. Like, you just don't want to even swipe on them.
It's like on Facebook when they're single and people sometimes put, it's complicated.
I'm like, why would you do that? That's a mess.
Yeah, you're obviously involved with somebody.
But some people think that's a turn on. They're like, ooh, a disaster?
Ooh,
I want it.
Let me ruin that.
Not the people you usually want to date, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, exactly. I don't know. He says that he matched with somebody that was separated too, it sounds like.
Yes, her name's Cecilia. And she also had separated on her profile.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a very nice smile, and she had big curly hair. I'm a sucker for big, you know.
Didn't think that was coming, but awesome.
Okay, no, that's good. The hair is also a very good feature.
I mean, it's a good start, though. I'm going to change the subject real quick. It's a good start that you guys are going through, I mean, I don't know how similar it is, but a similar life experience.
Yeah.
So you're coming in with understanding, and you probably don't feel like you have to explain a lot, right?
Sure.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like prefaces into why I'm calling y'all. We went on a date, and this is my first date since the, you know, well, my soon-to-be ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's met a couple guys for like coffee or something, super casual. And so we, you know, we went and got a bite to eat.
Okay, wait, what were you feeling? Like, slow down, because this is the first date out of your marriage.
Let me guess. Hold on. I'm a psychic. You were nervous.
No, he could have been feeling excited.
Hold on, let the psychic do his work.
Let's see if psychic Jose is worth the money.
Tell us.
I went all out. You know, I got dressed to the nines like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber, a tuxedo, you know.
Okay, that doesn't sound nervous to me.
No, you're joking, right?
No, of course I was nervous.
Yes, I knew it.
You never know. You've been out of the dating game for a minute. Maybe you just didn't read the room right anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was positive that, you know, I got a first date out of messaging someone over the internet. So, I mean, that was, you know,
That's a good start.
I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, you know, good start.
Yeah, well, how did it go when you showed up? Like, how was Celia?
Yeah, what was the vibe?
You know, aside from the usual kind of laughs and jokes you crack, the thing that we definitely bonded over, I would say, like 50% of the date was our situation that led us to being separated. On, you know, both of us kind of talking about our personal lives, you know.
But that's good. That's good, because normally if you're on a date with someone who's just single, they won't relate and you wouldn't dare bring it up, you know, because you don't want to hear about it. But if you're both going through it, it's like, no, please, I need someone to talk to about this.
I guess that is key. You both have it in common, so you can bond over it.
Is that
how it went?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely wasn't a pity party for but it was like bonding, yeah.
How many shots of tequila do you need in order to get through that conversation?
It's only like, I don't know, maybe one, two margaritas, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So, I mean, were you able to flirt too, though? Because if you're talking a lot about, you know, your exes and things.
I mean, we didn't, I mean, no one stayed the night at anybody's house or anything like that. But like I said, I cracked some jokes, you know, I got some genuine laughs. So, you know, I count that as flirting.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, why do you want to call her back? I mean, maybe this was just your practice date, right? Before you got a lot of, I'm guessing, time to make up for right now.
Yeah, well, once...
Yeah, why aren't you sleeping with everybody around town? Why are you just sticking to one person? Why limit yourself?
I'm just saying, like, why her? Yeah. Like, it's your first date. Like...
So the first date, I thought, went well. So I'm figuring that, you know, I might as well, before I go fish in the sea as it is, I might as well make sure this one's off the hook.
Gotta cut the line.
Okay, that was a lot of references.
That was a lot of metaphors in that
one. I'm into it. And it doesn't matter the size of your worm, by the way. Women love all
baits. We didn't go to that.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's not true.
Well, yeah, let's get back to the date. How did the night end?
You know, like I said, no, we stayed at everybody's house. There was no making out or anything like that.
Okay. A hug?
Yeah, there was a hug. But one thing that I think is kind of a concern that I would say is she had mentioned that the reason of her separation was there was cheating involved, and I could see how she did not want to put out any kind of vulnerability, like, you know, to get herself hurt, like I'm trying to be a player, which I'm not, you know, like I'm not trying to be, my intention was to get to know her and go on a second date.
And
not...
did you guys make any like future plans? I always think that's a good sign on a date.
Yeah, well, we didn't nail down, it was like, hey, let's go miniature golfing, you know, tomorrow. We didn't do anything like that.
Okay.
It was, you know, like a hug at the end of the night, and I was like, make sure you get home safe, and then I'll see what you want to do.
Okay.
You know, I'll hit you up.
So how was the hug? Was it like a quick hug, or was it like a sensual, long, she smelled your hair, kind of like?
You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
I think you should smell people's hair on the first date ever.
You can just, it was just a nice hug, right?
Yeah, it was just, I think it was a very standard end of the night.
You didn't like rub your hands up and down her back?
No more details needed. I think we're just going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Celia for you and try and get you a second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on then.
Jeff, give me a hug. Okay.
Second date update.
Stepping back on the dating scene after going through a failed marriage.
Oh, wow, that just
say it like that. At least he's got this music on.
I'm just saying, things are probably different than the first time around.
I hope this is not what you tell your friends if they ever call you and say that their marriage is ending.
I'm just trying to paint the scene. Like, the people are older. The drinks hit you harder.
That's true.
And the hugs are standard. Nothing more, nothing less. No one's smelling anybody's hair.
Or rubbing backs.
Well, that's what happened with one of our listeners, Thomas, who's currently going through a separation himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so was his date, Celia. So naturally, they talked a lot about their situations. And they were very open and vulnerable with each other, which Thomas took as a good sign. But
it
now
is.
Celia's not responding to him, which Thomas is taking as a bad sign.
That's a good way
should.
To do it.
Dating hasn't changed in that sense.
Yeah.
Talk to you.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
But Thomas, how you feeling, man?
Well, you guys gave it quite the lead up.
Sorry,
no
Jeff
pressure,
gets a little
Thomas.
Happy.
I'm second guessing myself now.
Oh no.
We can keep that music going the whole time. Yeah. It helps.
Do you know what we never asked you is, have you tried to get a hold of her?
I reached out to her, yes, but I did not receive any communication back. And I mean, I'm calling up you guys because I feel like it went well. And so I'm trying to figure out what I do wrong.
Okay.
Just brace yourself here because you're new to dating. You may hear some things you don't want to hear. That doesn't mean that you're not good at it. Okay.
And as Brooke would say, there's a whole city of people to sleep with.
And you should.
That is actually exactly what I would condone.
All right. So let's give Celia a call. We'll see if she answers and what she has to say. Let's do this. Here we go.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, is this Celia?
Yes.
Sorry, I was really excited there.
Hi, Celia.
I wasn't sure if you're going to answer. Hey, we're Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning from the radio.
Hey.
Cool.
Now she's not answering.
Did you have a second to process? This is probably a lot, right,
yeah.
Celia?
I don't. Who is this?
Yeah, we're a morning radio show. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we're hoping that you'll be a part of a segment with us here called a second date update.
Oh, no, thank you. That's okay.
No, 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 Celia, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We're actually calling on behalf of one of our listeners who you went out on a date with, a very hot date, sounded like. His name's Thomas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, that didn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that didn't sound good.
Thomas, I think, is clueless, because that was not a good response about Thomas.
I mean, like, we had a really nice dinner, and I was hopeful.
Okay.
That's good.
But we kind of got into a personal conversation about our situations, our separations, our marriages, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told us that,
and
too.
And it was a big red flag for me that kind of popped up, so...
Wait, are you saying just you guys discussing the marital situations was a red flag or something specifically about the conversation?
Yeah, it was more specific. It was like, I told him, like, basically my situation ended because of cheating. Mm. And I was the cheater. I was unfaithful.
Oh, you were the cheater.
Oh, no.
Oh, interesting. So he didn't share a lot of your story at all. He just said that there was like that's why your marriage ended. We just assumed that it was your ex.
Okay.
But okay, that's fine.
Well, it's not fine. That's
but
all.
It is what it is.
But
yeah. What was a red flag about that?
Well, for me, the red flag was like he acted really weird. Like it was just normal, and he was understanding and like trying to make excuses for me. And I'm thinking this guy's kind of weak.
What?
Oh. Wait, what do you mean he was making excuses for you?
Like, oh, well, I guess he wasn't paying you attention or, you know.
You wanted him to be mean to you instead?
Or
you're like,
not the first time. But...
It's more like I just laid what I had out there on the table and his reaction was just a little too normal for me. Like, I told him the real, like, listen, I cheated. And he was just like, oh, that's okay.
Okay. Well, maybe he cheated in his relationship, too. I mean, or he's just awkward and doesn't know what to say there because he doesn't want to insult his date. He liked you.
What did you want to hear from him? What would have been a good response in your mind?
I wanted him to be disgusted by it because I think it's really horrible what I did.
Yeah, was my
reaction. Maybe he was, like, inside.
Yeah,
I'm
sure he felt that way, but he didn't want to say to you on a first date, ew, you disgust me.
Plus, relationships are, like, really complicated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's
Brooke,
not...
she doesn't want to hear excuses from you.
I'm just saying, like, maybe he's just being an understanding person and trying to be empathetic to what you were going through.
Sounds like maybe you should go out with him. You guys are both understanding.
Yeah, Brooke totally understands. Well, she encourages it.
If you're playing the statistics, chances are she already has. So.
No, I have not cheated. All I'm saying is, like, this guy, like, he doesn't attack you for being really vulnerable and really honest, because that's probably a hard thing to share with people, I would imagine.
That's true.
You're not listening to me. I deserved it. Like, he didn't even question anything.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, he's siding with the person who cheated rather than siding with the person who got cheated on.
Yeah. That'd be like
even questioning it. Like,
You.
Maybe he could yell at you now.
Yeah, like, because this would be a great chance for him to lay into you because he's actually on the other line listening.
No, actually, I think I've had enough.
No.
You don't understand.
This is the good part.
He's already there listening right now and wants to talk to you.
Yeah. All right, so let me get this straight. You wanted me to be like Dr. Phil or Steve Harvey or something and just lace into you. Like, how does that make sense on a first date?
First of all, I didn't even know you were on the line. Secondly, I ghosted you for a reason, and I really don't even want to talk to you.
Oh no.
I hear sparks flying.
Is this the vibe you got, Thomas, when you guys were out?
Nothing like this. This is like Medusa head. I don't know who this woman is.
I'm just being honest with you. I feel like you could have at least questioned why I did it. Mm. Like, I need someone to hold me accountable for behavior.
Okay.
All right, you want some criticism? All right, yeah. You got my nails done. Don't my nails look good? Yeah, your nails don't look good. You got a bad manicure.
Oh, don't go after the nails.
No,
are
you talking about her nails?
No.
Oh, those cost a lot. Don't sell those.
You didn't go there, did you? Like, my nails looked amazing.
Okay. I think he's just trying to give you what you want there, Celia.
He's not reading what she wants very well, though. No. I mean, I will give her that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm reading exactly what she wants either.
Yeah. It sounds like you want to be punished.
Bro, next time bring an iron fist to the date and put the hammer down.
This is why he should have practiced dating more. This is why he shouldn't have called the first person back.
Right.
I'm telling you. You gotta try a lot of people out till you find your right match.
He could sleep around with other people and cheat on Celia, and then we could send them out on a second date.
I don't think that's what she wants either.
Yeah, ask her.
I mean, I can ask Celia. Would you be interested in that? Would you like to go out one more time?
I'm good with him. I thought I made that clear.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah. You're very clear.
You know, it's just my job to ask.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to punish her.
I don't know if Thomas is upset about that, though.
Yeah, I'm upset about how this went, especially considering she's out of her mind.
Oh, okay.
Now you're talking the way that she likes.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on, but if I learned anything from this, it's don't date anyone who says separated in a profile.
Just stick
to the singles or the divorcees, I guess.
Oh, that's what you learned.
Yeah, good luck.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Man, people have been saying forever that dating today is hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's time after that call to start saying dating's impossible.
Yeah,
it does feel that way.
Because even if you're trying to be understanding and see the other person's perspective, give them the benefit of the doubt, that's seen as a weakness.
Yeah.
And they don't like you for it. That's why this ended with no date at the end. Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there who's single, including myself, let's just all give up.
See, that's a winning attitude.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I learned.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, man. That's so sad.
It's okay. It's okay to die alone.
No, it's not. You will find your love. You don't have to base it off this lady. This lady was a little out there. And I think what it does say is that even if you were the cheater, there are people who will forgive you.
Yeah, that guy was really nice.
Yeah.
He was too forgiving, and that was the problem. Okay.
See, you wouldn't date him either.
No, okay. I wouldn't, bro.
I could see why she hated you, though, Brooke. God, that was sappy. My God. Yeah. But, you know.
Sappy?
It was too sappy.
And what I said wasn't.
I'm sorry.
But, no, look, we do want to help connect you.
Yeah, of course.
You still do believe in love out there. And if you do, you can always email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.